Okay, it's Daf Nun Beis tonight. Meiser Sheni, Parakamishi, Karamavai, Mishneh Hay, it says in the small brackets here. Okay, now, this is the middle of a Mishnah, right? We're talking about Netar Vai. The beginning of the Mishnah talked about how we're Poitim Netar Vai. And I think it said you bring in three people and you figure out how much people would spend for this. And you reduce it by the amount of expenses that you'd spend on the malachos, which we mentioned. The malachos, I think we mentioned.
Are the three people a beis din, or each one?
No, it's not a beis din. It could be they're just bidding on it, or it could be they're just trying to give us an idea. Because, let's see, what are the malachos?
Pekin b'shuma, says the Baruch Huda.
Pekin b'shuma, they're experts. Yeah. And the
so they know how to take off the expenses.
Let's see who's doing it. Hello, David, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, so You want to mute your machine? What's this one? No, he's looking right at me. I'm going to mute him. I have the ability to mute him. That's it. Done with that. You're muted, so you don't have to do it. I did it for you. Okay. So it says on 51B2, footnote 14, it says, the expenses that may be deducted are those for work done after the produce has developed sufficiently to be called fruit. Such work includes plowing, pruning, fertilizing, harvesting, and guarding. Okay. So you've got all these expenses. Now that's why I did that, because now we're going to talk about what if it's Shvius. That's the way our Mishnah begins. What if it's Shvius? It's a Shemitah year. You don't have all these things. You can't do all these malachos, and you can't be guarding it. You can't do all that stuff. So that's what it says. Podeya b'shavio. So there's no. You can't reduce the value by the expense because there is no expense. So therefore, you will redeem it at full value. Now, if the net ravoy was from a hefker field, so it was ownerless, and then you required it, ein loy ela schar lechita, then you do have the schar lechita.
So the first scenario is his field.
Yeah, it's your own field. Yeah, it's your field. Right? It's your field. It's Hefker, yeah.
So I don't understand.
But it's Ravoy.
Yeah, but I'm saying then it says Imhayah Kol Hefker, Mufkar.
So now if it's non Shemitah year.
Oh, non Shemitah year. Non Shemitah
year, and Stam it's Hefker. Stam it's Hefker, so anybody can own it.
Gotcha.
So it grew under either someone else grew it and then made it Hefker, or it grew in the wild. I mean, whatever the case is. But when it got to
it's not a Shemitah year. That's
it's not a Shemitah year. Right. So, in Hoyah Kol Mufgar, then Ein Lo Ela Schar Lekita, because there's no other expenses besides, harvesting it. Hapayna Netar Avay Shalo, if you do your own Netar Avay, then of course, Moisel Lechavishiso, you have to add the fifth, Kimashu Shalo, Beishu Shalo, whether it's his, or mentioned in Lombatana, whether it was given to you as a gift. We had this already several times. Erev Yontif Harishon Shalchan. Now we're going to talk about a new topic. We're talking about now the rule of Bi'ur. Okay, now a lot of people don't know what Bi'ur is. They read it every year, and the Chumash, and they don't have a clue what they're talking about. So now you have a chance to really understand what the Torah is talking about when it says, Bi'arti HaKadosh B'na Bayis. When are you saying this? What are you talking about? What's going on? So it turns out that there's two times of the in a Shemitah cycle that you're going to be making this declaration, that you're chayav in beer. And that is, Erev Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, Shal Revius, Shal Shvius, Hoya Beer. So you're talking about Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Okay? And what you're talking about is all the things that you had left over, such as Truma, Meiser Sheni, Netar Voi, Bikurim, right? All these things that you had left over, so that you would help, let's say you held them in your house, you didn't get around to giving them to the people that you were supposed to give it to.
So that you have to give.
That's what it says. So the Mishnah says, Ketzen Hayabir, what do you do? Noisen Truma Trumas Meiser Lebalahel. You give the Truma Trumas Meiser, of course, to the Kohen. Meiser Ishel Lebal, you give the Meiser to the Levi. Then Meiser Oni Lebal, you give the Meiser Oni to the Aniyim. Of course, Meiser Sheni v'habikurim. Now, what about Meiser Sheni and Bikurim? Those were what?
Get rid of.
Mizbarim. Those were destroyed. Why this distinction? Right. So let's put that on the side for now.
Because you don't have enough time to bring it to Yerushalayim?
No, it's not a question of time. We'll get to this in a second. And Reb Shimon says, "Habikurim nitanim lekohanim kishuma." He disagrees with Tanakama. He doesn't include Bikurim in the list of those things that are destroyed. He believes Bikurim are just like Truma, just like you give Truma to the Kohen, and then the Kohen does whatever he wants with it. Does the Kohen have a deadline to eat that Truma before the end of Pesach? See, that's the question. In other words,
are we talking about nowadays or in the time of the Beis HaMikdash?
Beis HaMikdash times. Beis HaMikdash.
Sorry?
Beis HaMikdash times.
In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Bikurim were brought to the Beis HaMikdash,
were supposed to do. But let's suppose you didn't do that. We're talking about where you have it in your house. Let's take a look let's see here. Hold on a second. Yeah, number seven on 52A1. Here he speaks it out. Often a person would designate tithes and keep them for a while, and only much later give them to their proper recipients. Or if it's Meiser Sheni, eat in Yerushalayim. There isn't, however, a deadline by which time one must remove these tithes from your possession. That deadline is Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So for years 4 through 6, it's the seventh year. Right? Now, there's important information here in the footnote. That is, Min HaTorah, you have until the end of Pesach to eat or give these things away. This din that we push back that deadline to Erev Pesach, that's a din d'Rabbanan. Why did d'Rabbanan do that? Why did they do that? So he explains here in the bottom that it's a whole explanation. But basically what this is, Hold on a second. I need to get this. I'm sorry.
I turned it down. My wife's.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's in camp.
I'm gonna mute it. Okay. Mute. Yeah. Muting is always better. you can unmute if you have a question. No problem. So what he says is the reason is like this, because there is part of this process does involve burning, right? If it's Meiser Sheni, for example, or it's Bikurim according to the Tanakhama, so those do have to be actually destroyed. Now, are you allowed to be mavire things on Yom Tov? Absolutely not. It's a malacha. You're only allowed to make food that you're going to eat on Yom Tov. You can't just be burning it. So therefore, on Yom Tov, it was odd, because there was an Issa Malacha to do the beer, the rabbis said, let's push it back. Let's push it back to Erev Yom Tov. Now, the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Would you be allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed? Some say it would be Aser, and therefore the Girsa is the way we have it, that they pushed it back to Erev Yom Tov of Pesach. But others disagree and say, actually, Chol HaMoed was also okay to do the beer. And they changed the Girsa in the Mishnah. Instead of Erev Pesach Rishon, it's Erev Pesach Achron. And they changed the date. So there's two different versions of that. And that version change is dependent on whether you hold that there's an Isser to burn it on Chol HaMoed or not. So that's just something to be aware of. So again, so we got that. So the beer, the Araisa, is till the end of Pesach. The beer, Darabonon, is Erev Pesach. And the reason was because they were afraid of certain things. Yeah, okay. What else did I want to tell you? Just one second. Yeah, I wanted to explain why, we have to explain why is it that Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni are different than the Truma, right? The Truma does not have to be destroyed, but the Ma'aser Sheni does have to be destroyed. And the reason for that, he says, is because these are, the Pasuk says, Bi'arti HaKodesh Mehabayis. Bi'arti HaKodesh. So the Kodesh I was Mevayer. So besides being biarti, means I gave it to the right person who was supposed to get it, but it also has a connotation of having to actually destroy it. And the Chazal Darshan, the Hei HaYadiyo, HaKodesh, is referring to the Kodesh, which is Ma'aser Sheni. So that's why Ma'aser Sheni is different. It's based on this pasuk. Well, and the Chachamim hold that we had previously been talking about Bikurim earlier in the parsha, and therefore it includes Bikurim too. Reb Shimon doesn't darshan the hay exactly the same. So it seems to me a machlokas how to darshan the hay. All right. That's one other thing I wanted to say. Okay. So let's keep going. Hatashel, let's suppose you have cooked food. And in the cooked food, you have both chulin and ma'aser sheni. So you have a mixture, right? So that's fine. Maybe you have to take it up to Yerushalayim, let's say, right, to eat it, if it's not bottled, let's say, right? But let's suppose you've hit the Zman HaBir. So what happens now? So some people say you don't have to do anything because the fact that it's been cooked together and it's not Nikar, which is Ma'aser Sheni and which is not. So it's already Kimavur. It's already Mavur already because you can't tell where it is. So Beis Shammai says, you do have to be a beer, but Beisel says no. Harehu kumavur, it's already destroyed, because you can't tell which is which. No further action is necessary. Footnote 15 says, the dish may be kept and eaten even after the deadline for the tithe removal, because it's like it's mavur already. Okay.
Is there any bitul?
It has nothing to do with bittel. It's mixed together. It has nothing to do with bittel.
So
it's not bottle. Okay, we're not talking about a case of bittel.
But you can't eat it.
What?
You have to eat it in your Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, yep, we do. You do. But we're talking now, do you have to be mevayer?
No, if it's mixed.
Your question is, do you have to be mevayer it once Erev Pesach of the fourth year or the seventh year come around? The answer is no, you do not. According to Beis Hillel, if it was mixed up with other chulin, it's like it's mavur, and you don't have to destroy it. Yes, you are going to have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, as you're pointing out.
It seems like I'm not 100% sure that there's a machlokas between the Maror Chulda and the Pnei Moshe.
About
and
what?
About whether or not the Tafshil is a mix between Chulin and Ma'aser Sheni,
yes,
or it's all Ma'aser Sheni. unless I'm not reading it correctly. See what the Pliny Moshe says.
I see. He says Hatashel im Nishar Tavshel.
So my Sheshen Yim Shal Hatavoy. He doesn't say anything about Chulin.
He doesn't mention Chulin. I didn't see that.
So the Chap is, I think.
Where is this in?
In the Pliny Moshe. Take a look in the Pliny Moshe. Last line. Second to last line, Hatavshel. Pliny Moshe says, "In Nishar Tavshel Shal Meiser Sheni." He doesn't mention that there's chulin in there.
So maybe this the idea that it's cooked is not be'ein, according to Beis Hillel.
See, in Rash Cirilo, he says, Tavshil sheyesh bo miperos meiser sheni.
Sheyesh bo miperos. Harei kum avor.
The bottle who agav ikar hatavshil. Right. I don't know.
What's talking about meiser sheni? What's found at the revoy?
No.
They're talking. It's just an either or case. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. I'm not sure what you're pointing out, though. You're trying to explain if it's only a tavshil, why it would be mavur.
No, because you said that there's chulin.
Why would it be mavur then? Just because you cooked it?
No, right. So it would be not the aim because it, I guess it's a chain. That's what it seems like.
Because it disintegrates?
Maybe.
Look
at what it says.
Okay.
That's what Havar is. Right, it destroyed it, but here, because it's already changed the form, meaning it's a kogel or whatever they made out of, whatever the Meiser Sheni was. It's not,
I don't know. Okay, next. Misha Hoyulo Peris Mazmahazeh, the last part of this page, last line of the page and then base, Amun Aleph. So Misha Hoyulo Peris Mazmahazeh, if someone has Peris now in this time when there's no Mizbeah, and like remember we said, Netavoy is totally in the Mizbeah. So Vehigio Shas HaBir, and now time of beer has arrived, right? So what do you do? So it's a machlokas, how you do beer b'zman hazeh. So Beishamai says, tzarech l'chalon al kesef. So if you have meiser sheni in your garage, be machalad onto a coin, and then do the beer on the coin. Don't destroy the meiser sheni. To me, that makes a lot of sense. You're saving the food. And Beisol says, no echad shehen kesef, echad shehen peiros. Whether the object is the sanctity of what that has the sanctity of Meiser Sheni is the money itself, or whether it's the fruit, the produce that you had picked, original produce, it makes no difference, right? What's the purpose? This is what he says here in the English. What is it? It has no permissible use, meaning as is. If you don't redeem it, it's Meiser Sheni. As Meiser Sheni, you can't do anything with it. You can't eat it anyway. It's Zman HaZeh, right? So what's the point? It's Zman HaBir. So you'll destroy it. Right? In other words, what you'll do is, if you're not going to change, I mean, I don't know what the person's thinking. It's dumb to me. Because, I mean, think about it. Zman HaZeh, we're Mechalel, Shove Meya Mona Al Pruta Achas, right? Bizman Azeh, we take $100 worth of Paris and we're machalad on a penny, on a Pruta, right? Let's say it's a nickel, whatever it is, right? And that's it. So you can eat all those Paris. So to go ahead and not eat the Paris, it's stupid. You're going to go ahead but it's your choice. You don't have to. So if you go ahead and you don't do that, you just have to sit and let it rot, right? Because you can't eat it because there's no mikdash, right? But if let's suppose it hasn't rotten, it hasn't completely gone bad by the time this Zman HaBir comes, then you have to be mavarit biyadayim. I just want you to understand that distinction, right? You're letting it sit and rot, but that's not beer. Beer is destroy it, okay? So that's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you have choice. You can either exchange it for a coin or you can mivar it. Liftos lo basal, the Gemara
we're
says.
We're talking now about only Maaseh Sheni, not Nefer Revoi.
We're talking about Misha Hayulo, what's the language? Misha Hayulo Peiris Mizman Hazeh. It doesn't say what kind of Peiris, but the English says Maaseh Sheni. Does it apply to anything else? I don't know. I don't see anybody explain.
The Mishnah
says Paris, but the English says it means Maaseh Sheni. How did they know it was Maaseh Sheni? I don't know. Oh, no, I do know. What am I saying? I don't know. I do know. It has to be talking about Maaseh Sheni, because if it wouldn't be Maaseh Sheni, you wouldn't have to destroy it. Of course we're talking about Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Rishon, you don't have to destroy, right? Netar Avoy, you don't have to destroy. I don't think it says you have to destroy Netar Avoy. The only two that I had in the list of destruction was Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim. I didn't have Netar Avoy in that list. Okay, let's keep going. I mean, if it is, then I don't know. Mara says, liftos lo basala, likach lo basala. Liftos didn't mean to be poda, it meant to buy in the Mishnah. Elo l'scha l'kita, he only has to pay for the cost of collecting if it was hefgar. So we say that means elo l'scha akitza. L'kita is usually used in a term not for fruit of a tree, so it's usually used for gathering up produce. So here, the Gemara is just saying it means akitza, picking the fruit off the tree. And they say it, and it does not include the costs of storage or of shipping it from the field to the storage bin. Those are excluded. It's just the picking itself.
Those are not normally included in the avoda of producing
I don't know. I don't have a clear understanding of what this business is, what the reduction of expenses is. I'm clueless about the whole thing. I don't understand what we're talking about. Why all of a sudden is this different? I haven't figured that out. I'm still working on it. Rav Hayshi Amapa Klosa is Tom Nansen. He would take three merchants, Mepharik Al Pumon, he would redeem it based on their word. Erev Yotav Shal Pesach. So if it's the day before the first day of Pesach, the fourth and seventh years, Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Mitzei Shalosh Shonim Totsiya Smasa Tvuoscha. The end of 3 years, you'll take out all the ma'aser of your tefuah and put it in your gates, right? Now, uksiv, kisakal la'aseres kol ma'aser tefuah b'shana shlishis na'aseh ma'aser, when you finish taking it out. Now, these verses teach you must remove all your tithes in connection with the third year of the Shemitah cycle. But it doesn't say when they have to be done. Just says third year. So the Gemara cites a braisa that clarifies the biblical time for the tithe removal. So it's going to explain why I need both psukim. Yoho, you might think, Pamachas v'shavuat chayiv, levayir asam maisris, lafresh maisroni. You might think it's only one time in the Shemitah cycle, only on year three that you take out, right, or the end of the third year, but on this. But the second time that we mentioned the Mishnah, you wouldn't have to. So that's why it says, say shalosh shanim, at the end of 3 years, meaning achas l'shalosh shanim, once every 3 years. Lo achas l'shava, not once every 7 years. Elo b'shlishas u'b'shishas, in the third year and the sixth year. Shnei pam b'shavua, 2 times in a year. O korani Rosh Hashanah, I might think it's referring to Rosh Hashanah, meaning what? Yochel bein Rosh Hashanah bein Baruch, I'm sorry, kiven b'Rosh Hashanah ad chai l'varas ha-maisres, that you have to do it on the Rosh Hashanah of the third year, that once the third year of the Rosh Hashanah comes, then you have to be environed right then, the first of the year. So that's why Talmud Leimer miktsei shalosh shanim. That's why you need the other pasuk, that it's at the end of 3 years. Ein miktsei ala b'sof. B'sof shana at mavar v'en at mavar b'Rosh Hashanah. You're not mavar at the beginning of the year, you're mavar at the end of the year. And it's not really the end, actually. Like, it's not the end, but it's the end of you know, after Pesach. How they go from the end of the year to Pesach, I'm not sure 100%.
Go by agricultural year, or?
Yeah, let's keep going. Ibrusov, Shana, Yochol.
Keep going.
Let's keep going. If it's the end of the year, Yochol, Kivin, Vereisha, Adchai, Vavirus, and Maisres. Sorry. I didn't read it. Yochol, Kivin, Vereisha, you might think it's the beginning of the fourth and beginning of the seventh year. When you finish, to answer everything. When you finish all the fruit. And that's what time? That's what time is that?
At the end, the fourth and seventh year, he said.
Yeah.
Look at the answer.
You finished the answer. Yeah. When you have finished, in other words, when you finish tithing everything, so you finish tithing the trees further into the year. So that's like around Tu B'Shvat, I guess.
That's already the next year for the previous year.
Yeah, that's no too much. That's too late. All the fruit of the third and sixth years. In other words, it's growing, I guess, into the fourth and seventh year. So I guess you finish tithing it closer to Pesach. Yeah.
No. Whatever grew at the end, of the third and sixth year.
Yeah.
That you would tithe in the beginning of the fourth and the beginning of the seventh.
Okay, but I still don't get how we got to Pesach then. So it doesn't have to be. So it's not Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, but it's what time?
No. Pesach.
How do you know Pesach? How did you go from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Pesach?
It's the first month of the seventh year. If you go by the year of
using Nisan as your first as your Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maisres. I mean for Tua. Okay. Okay, now that's it. So this is where I'm just talking where we stop. Okay.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you. My daughter's in labor. I don't know if she's in labor.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Labor there or there? There. Oh, good.
So I'll bring you the Gemara in a second.